Good morning, it's Monday, August 2nd. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. Mostly sunny with a daytime high in the mid-80s. A clear evening will follow with an overnight low around 60 degrees. As Pierce County now rides its fifth wave of COVID-19, officials say more people need to get vaccinated to help stem the tide of a potential onslaught of hospitalizations. Less than half of Pierce County residents are fully vaccinated, with a seven-day average of about 1,100 doses administered, down from a peak of more than 6,000 doses in early April. The slowdown comes amid news that the Delta variant is more contagious than previously known. On Friday, Pierce County reported 85 new cases. The county's 14-day case rate per 100,000 has more than doubled in 2 weeks. It was 145.7 on July 28, up from 101.7 on July 21 and 67.1 on July 14. If you want to get vaccinated, there is a full list of area providers at tpchd.org/vaxtothefuture. A local union announced Friday it had reached a deal with Fred Meyer, avoiding a potential strike. In an announcement posted on its website, Teamsters Local 117 said Friday its bargaining committee has reached a tentative four-year agreement with Fred Meyer covering 500 warehouse workers. The local's members voted to authorize a strike against Fred Meyer earlier in July, as Safeway workers also represented by Local 117 approved their own contract with that grocer. The two sides eventually met earlier than scheduled for more talks, leading to a fully recommended agreement that includes more safety measures for workers, according to Friday's announcement. Nine former members of an embattled Pierce County Sheriff's Drug Unit have filed a lawsuit claiming department administrators targeted them to influence the November election and publicly tarnish their reputations. The 135-page lawsuit was filed July 23, in Thurston County. It followed on the heels of nine $1.5 million claims filed in September on behalf of Lieutenant Cynthia Fajardo, Sergeant Chris Adamson, Detectives Darren Rayner, Ryan Olivares, Elizabeth Regal, and Sean Darby, and deputies Jason Bray, Lucas Cole, and James Moss. They are seeking unspecified damages. The Sheriff's Special Investigation Unit was disbanded in April 2020 amid concerns that some members had violated various policies and procedures, including writing fake police reports and conducting improper searches. The suit alleges former Sheriff Paul Pastor and Undersheriff Brent Baumkamp drummed up the charges and the unit's disbanding were orchestrated to help Ed Troyer defeat Fajardo in the 2020 race for county sheriff. A review done by investigators from the Kitsap County Sheriff's Office found five SIU members might have violated 45 policies. The Clark County Sheriff's Office reviewed the investigation, determined there were only seven minor violations. The Puyallup City Council is intensifying its efforts to address homelessness. During its July 20 meeting, the council unanimously approved a temporary subcommittee that will focus on homelessness in the city. Council members Ned Whitting, Jim Castama and Deputy Mayor John Palmer will work together to create an action plan that will be voted on by the full council. For the last few months, Whitting has assembled a group of activists and nonprofit staff to discuss potential options Puyallup could take. He was under council direction to report back his conversations. Whitting wanted more input from other council members on future options before a plan was introduced to council. It is a noticeable change for the city, which has long has had an adversarial relationship with those experiencing homelessness. Over the years, Puyallup has spent more than $1 million on legal fees and litigation against the New Hope Resource Center and endured a federal investigation into the city's restrictions. A body of a 52-year-old woman who went underwater while swimming Friday at Kearney Lake on the Key Peninsula was discovered on Saturday. The woman's identity has not been released. Pierce County Sheriff's Office reported multiple calls came in around 4:40 p.m. on Friday about the woman going missing on the lake. She was swimming with her grandson who was on a raft when she went under. The boy began yelling for help, which prompted a flood of calls to 911 and some confusion about the nature of the situation. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit tntoffers.com to sign up. Have a great day.